SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here. Let's get real for a second. Life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? We're juggling work, relationships, goals, and let's not forget those never-ending to-do lists. Between all that, who has time for self-care? Well, guess what? It's not just a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect your car's maintenance, would you? Same goes for you. Today on Daily Stoicism, we're diving deep into crafting a self-care plan that actually works, something you can stick to, not just another good intention that fizzles out. We're talking practical tips, relatable examples, and strategies to help you reclaim your energy and find balance in the chaos. Ever felt like you were running on fumes? You know that feeling when you're so drained you could sleep for a week, but then guilt trips you into powering through. That's exactly what self-care is here to combat. It's not about pampering yourself, silly though, hey, if a bubble bath makes you happy, go for it. It's about consciously prioritizing your well-being. Here are five key takeaways that will help you build a self-care plan that truly resonates with you. First things first, understand what works for you. Self-care isn't one size fits all. What rejuvenates one person might bore another to tears. It's about discovering activities that genuinely recharge you. Think about it. Do you find solace in nature, a good book, dancing like nobody's watching, or maybe even just a quiet cup of tea? Explore different avenues and identify what brings you joy and peace. Second, make it realistic. We're not talking about overhauling your entire life overnight. Small, consistent steps lead to lasting change. Start with one or two things you can easily incorporate into your daily routine. Maybe it's a 10-minute meditation before work, a walk during your lunch break, or reading for 30 minutes before bed. Third, schedule it in. Treat self-care appointments like any other important commitment. Block out time in your calendar and stick to it as much as possible. Remember, you're prioritizing yourself, which is crucial for your overall well-being. Fourth, be kind to yourself. There will be days when life throws curveballs and your self-care plan goes off the rails. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, pick yourself up, and try again tomorrow. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. And lastly, celebrate your wins. Acknowledge and appreciate the positive impact self-care has on your life. Notice how you feel when you engage in those activities, more energized, less stressed, more focused. Those are powerful reminders that you're doing something right. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy entrepreneur juggling multiple projects and deadlines. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. One day, she realizes she needs to prioritize self-care. So she starts small. Taking a 15-minute walk during her lunch break and practicing mindful breathing for 5 minutes before bed each night. Slowly but surely, Sarah notices a difference. She feels less stressed, more focused, and more energized. She's able to tackle her tasks with renewed clarity and enthusiasm. A self-care routine becomes a non-negotiable part of her day, source of strength and well-being amidst the chaos. That's the power of creating a self-care plan that works for you. It can transform your life. So remember, folks, you deserve to feel good. You deserve to prioritize your well-being. Take charge of your energy, cultivate balance, and create a self-care routine that empowers you to thrive. It's an investment in yourself that will pay off in countless ways. Now go out there and make time for what matters most, your own well-being. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about the importance of self-care. And if you have any tips or insights, I'd love to hear them. Join the conversation on social media and let's keep the dialogue going. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.